Jeannie Cook has seen local tourism numbers grow substantially over the years as her office worked on various events.
There's so many. There's balloons over Vermilion. There's the NJCAA tournament every year. And the list just goes on and on and on. But I'm also most proud of our community because we couldn't do these things without the community volunteering, helping, and jumping in. I feel very blessed to be in Danville, Illinois.
Cook is a co-owner of the Danville Dans baseball team, which plays in the Prospect League. Last month, it was announced that she's being inducted into the Prospect League Hall of Fame. She was one of the people who helped save Danville Stadium.
When my business partner, Rick Kurth, came and said they were going to tear down Danville Stadium, it was in such terrible shape, and he was right, it was in terrible shape. It was the only ballpark that had potential and was the right size for what I call real baseball. So we jumped in, that was 98 maybe, and here we are yet today and just finished a wonderful renovation, so I'd encourage people to come on out to the ballpark.
Cook's office supplies information to thousands of people who head to Balloons Over Vermilion each year. While being honored Tuesday at her retirement luncheon, Cook thanked the hundreds of volunteers who have helped over the years with such events as the Balloon Classic and the NJCAA Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament. Rhonda Ellis, who has worked in the Danville Area Visitors Bureau office for the past 11 years, has been named the interim director. I'm Bill Pickett.